listening to Behind the Bench with Todd Flood. If it's a question of law and it's in the news, you'll learn about it on Behind the Bench. Once again, here's Todd.
We're back with Tracy Cooley from the Detroit Bar, the executive director of the Detroit Bar Association. So, Tracy, I have to tell you, just being part of this, the Detroit Bar, and seeing all the great work it does, one thing that I know, obviously, in today's day and age, and for all the work, the pro bono work that we do, funding is key and awareness is key. What can we do to get the word out to the lawyers at large that listen to this show, that take advantage of the Detroit Bar? What can we do to spearhead, you know, more contributions and more funding for the Detroit Bar? What would be a good venue or avenue for people listening to participate?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So on our website, which is DetroitLawyer.org, we have the ability to donate. We also have a lot of events. For example, we have an event coming up that's our annual dinner in June. We also have our big golf outing that's coming up in September. It's a great opportunity for sponsoring the event. It's a great way for our fundraising. You know, vendors who want exposure to the legal community, it's a great opportunity for any vendor services who wants to sponsor. Of course, being a member and coming in and donating, we have fellowship opportunities. We have so many opportunities to donate as a member, as an attorney or judge, or even as community at large to donate to our Lo Bono Clinic. We're receiving donations on our website. If you, we would love to be able to roll out our Lo Bono Clinic by the end of this year. We need money to run it. So anyone can donate on our website for the Lo Bono Clinic. So there's so many opportunities through sponsorships, through fellowships, through becoming a member. We also have open board seats right now, and this is on our foundation and on our board. So if you're interested in that, you can also go to our website and sign up for that. Or if you want to nominate somebody that you know would be a great asset to our organization. So there's so many ways, and we love money, so we would accept it.
Well, we need it. We need it.
Yes, and we need it.
Right. The work that we do, that you do, that you spearhead, and the passion for which you have it is inspiring, and I truly mean that. Thank you so much for everything you do for the city of Detroit, for the county of Wayne, for people that need the assistance out there, and spearheading really something that I think, unfortunately so, doesn't get enough credit and doesn't get enough recognition in the places that it should. My hat's off to you for everything you do, and I really appreciate you coming on Behind the Bench, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you very much. We couldn't do it without you, our board members and our membership, and of course, our staff. We couldn't do it without everybody.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much. Thanks so much.
It was wonderful having her on. The Detroit Bar Association is something that's near and dear to my heart and all the great work they do. And as an executive director, Tracy was fine enough to come on. What a great lady for spearheading what she does. Now we have my brother in crime, Todd Perkins, one of the best foremost lawyers in the city of Detroit, doing the Lord's work out there, and also running for mayor of the city of Detroit. It's always an honor to have you, my friend.
Well, it's an honor to be called, and definitely to be able to be on the dais with you. It makes my day every day.
Ugh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Yeah. So, you know, before we get into the thrust of the legal throes of the state of Michigan, the country, the United States of America, tell me, you go at both ends of the candle. If there's three ends of the candle, you would do that. You burn it from all sides. What's a day in the shoes of Todd Perkins like running for the mayor of the city of Detroit?
Well, and going all day and all night is the same thing I want to bring to the city. And a lot of people ask that question, why? Why now? You have a successful practice. You have friends that you practice with like you and have a great time doing cases together. But at this point, the city of Detroit is giving me so much that I have to give back. It's just like that mantra from the Jesuit tradition, men for others, right?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
But what a day is like, okay, 5 a.m. in the morning is it's not too early to call someone like you. This is when our days start. Right. They end at probably, hopefully they end at 12. So you can get a good 5 hours in, maybe 1 o'clock and get a good 4 hours in. But from that point, you get an opportunity to lay out your day. You get an opportunity because, you know, the phones start ringing about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Right.
I'm sure they start for you the same way.
Right.
And, you know, you're trying to be anything and everything for everybody. And you may come up short sometimes, but it's not so much that you come up short as the effort that you make in doing it. Because you will, you know, one of the things, remember as younger lawyers, we didn't know as much as older lawyers or maybe about process and procedure. But we knew that if we worked hard enough, we could fix those problems. You know, we knew if we worked hard enough, we could overcome the fact that you're fighting against this mega corporation and who's got 10 lawyers over there. But if you have that mindset that there's one thing that no one will do in this particular race, they won't outwork me.
That's for sure. I put you on a treadmill and you're going to go until you either die or collapse. No one's going to stop you from lack of heart and lack of mindset.
Absolutely. And so that's the whole day is channeling that energy and taking it and using it for the task at hand for that particular moment. And it meanders not only from some municipal aspect or some, you know, civic duty that we have to serve the people, to serving a particular client. You know, now I'm city attorney in Inkster. So that is a wealth of opportunity that they've given me to represent them, to be able to hold them out as a flagship outlying city of Detroit that's really looking to build itself up. So it has a, you know, I like this word, it has a cornucopia of different things in my day. Mm. So it it doesn't lack excitement ever. So I wake up and now I'm also in the evenings, in the afternoons, and sometimes throughout the day, in periods and times in the day when I get an opportunity to get an audience and tell them my vision, my dream for Detroit, about how it has already started and that this energy is going to continue and it's going to be different and it's going to be pervasive. It's going to be everywhere. It will be generally accepted that we are the forefront in the leaders of Michigan, the Midwest, and we're going to be the flagship for the country. When at one point in time we were, in some people's minds, never yours or mine, but in some people's minds outside of the city, we were the doormat.
Right.
That has changed. You know, so that, I, you know, that much has changed. But how much more we are in, you know, in the era of high cotton, I'm going to take our citizens there and not only the citizens of Detroit, but everybody around in Southeast Michigan, you know, because so goes Detroit, so goes the state of Michigan. And people have to buy into that.
I think more and more the inertia is that way. I think people across the country are buying in. And when they come here and they see what we have and what's building, they see the diamond that we have. And you know, the thing about it is you go outside the streetlights of downtown Detroit and you still had, you know, serious plight. You had problems with, you know, all sorts. And slowly as this expands and we get more protection, we get more education, we get more, you know, things that make it so we're, I guess, the cornerstone for everyone to look at, I think is where your heart's at. And, you know, everybody's going to say three things. Every candidate's going to say three things. They're going to say, give me schools, give me police, right? And give me good housing. And so here and where you're at, and what I love about you, my brother, is that your brain thinks outside of the box times 10, and bringing in other, you know, corporations and bringing in more resources to think about, you know, how we take care of our citizens here in Detroit. Because I'm in throughout Detroit, all over the place. I'm on the east side, the west side. I'm in some of the places where people don't want to go. And, you know, that to me is what, as Dan Campbell, our coach, would say, I know a man with great heart. You're a man with great heart. I'm excited about you. I'm excited about your journey in this. So to what?
Well, thank you. I agree about those. I think every candidate's going to say those three things. but they also don't necessarily have the answer to make those things a reality. I believe I know that I have the answer to make those things a reality, and it really starts with continuing. I love that word, inertia. That the business inertia, the financial inertia, the spirit of Detroit inertia, and all of those things that take place. And what does it take? You know, they're finite things. And sometimes I get into these forums and I tell the people, I say, you know, I don't necessarily want to tell you my entire platform, because every time I open up my mouth, a couple of days later, I hear my words being voiced by the other candidates.
Well, they guarantee they're going to steal it.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, guarantee it. We're going to be right back with you just after this with Behind the Bench and Todd Perkins.